Community Gardens does these types of events a lot, but today they've advertised a specific welcome to those affected by the fires. Jorrell Lowry is one of them. He lived with his wife and four of his six kids in 808 Ridge Drive for 3 to 4 years. A suspected arson, allegedly started by burning mattresses in the hallways, changed that.
I wouldn't say it was the worst. Well, I would only say it's the worst because it is the one that got more out of control. But there were others that were pretty bad, but just kind of contained to the one apartment that it started in.
It was one of at least 7 fires there in the last 2 years.
Like the building I was in, as well as the buildings that surround it, have a lot of children in them. For as many fires I know that's been in our building to have happened and really to have no one take action on them, it's unacceptable.
Hunter Properties have had hundreds of ordinance violations in civil court and have been fined over $100,000 for them. Hunter's attorney, Clay Campbell, says they haven't been paid because they don't want to pay in pieces while litigation is pending. Campbell says Hunter Properties is holding out hope that those fines could eventually be voided. Living conditions at 808 Ridge have been heavily critiqued by the city.
Our building was the kind of building that maintenance didn't like to come to. Say our building is the kind of building where people will leave trash in the hallways for days. And it's not like it's just, you know, paper trash where maybe you would look over it. I mean, this is like full-on trash with food, diapers, and everything in it.
Lowry said before the fire earlier this month, he felt forgotten by property managers. Some tenants, he said, took that as an opportunity to damage the building.
But I think that building was just pretty much just falling apart, really. Kind of at will, just kind of falling apart. There's been times where it's been false alarms, which I'm assuming is a wiring problem, but it's just going off. The fire department is trying to figure it out, but it's just going off whenever it feels like it.
The fire department tracked false alarms. One of them occurred last month. Some people started doubting the alarms were real, he said. The building needed maintenance, he said, and that never came.
Fire alarms, sprinkler systems, and it's my opinion, things of all matters that has to deal with security should be a top priority. They never made it a top priority. So when fire alarms are constantly going off and people is not believing it, I think it's just you really just have to really just take that real long introspective look at it.
He said they had a hole in the wall and floor, plumbing and electrical issues, and broken appliances. The neighborhood around Ridge has high crime rates, according to police data.
See, I'm 38 years old, and growing up, my parents made sure that my brother and myself had the best childhood that we could. I have a total of 6 children, but I have 4 that's living with myself and my wife. And I want to provide for them that same opportunity. But I feel like it is not available. Because if I was to let my kids go outside and play, I might as well be out there like 100% of the time. And I just want to give that for my kids, and I feel like I can't because doors around there were broken. They're supposed to be locked. Everyone's supposed to have keys. But that's just the way it's supposed to be, but not the way it was.
The city recently held a press conference about the arson. Officials used that press conference as an opportunity to point out challenges they faced in working with buildings management. And the relationship between landlords and tenants was inhumane, said Lowry.
Everybody wants to be treated so good. Everybody wants to be treated like kings and queens, but we can't bring ourselves to treat our brothers and our neighbors that way.
Attorney Clay Campbell said the apartments are uniquely affordable and should be given credit for that when low-income housing can be hard to find. This housing is largely in the Annie Glynn North neighborhood, home of the largest percentage of low-income and minority residents in DeKalb. Lowry said he was paying $850 for a 3-bedroom apartment.
Because a lot of us were in that building and not able to leave because we didn't have anywhere to go or the money to at least get us anywhere close to where we needed to be. Because a lot of people in that building had families of 3 and 4 and 5 kids.
So Lowry stayed.
Yeah, because we really don't have a place to go. I mean, you can always go home, but at 38, who wants to go home with a whole entire family? So you do what you can, you know, and sometimes take abuse you shouldn't have to take, so you know, for the sake of having your own.
Lowry says he's grateful for the efforts from people like the American Red Cross, Family Service Agency, and other community groups. It's a time to rebuild, he says.
And it's like, oh no, I came so far now, and I'm forced to do it again. But as far as the residents who has been placed in this unfortunate position, we done what we were supposed to do, to be on our own as men and as women. It's no fault of our own that an unknown individual chose to take such precious things as people's lives and the things that they take dear into their own hands.
Steps can be taken to prevent crimes like arson, said Lowry.
When you take the stance that Hunter did, which was to sit down, then it's like the inmates running the asylum, man.
Two Hunter complexes are now condemned by the city, not entirely because of fire damage, but because they failed to meet fire safety inspections. They have yet to reopen. If 808 Ridge were restored back to code, Lowry said he'll never go back, as long as Hunter is in charge of that building.
To me, they're just a big false advertisement. It's like, I hear they have other properties, which I don't know what they are and if they do. But I hear they look better than where we were at.
The chips will fall where they may, said Lowry. In the meantime, he'll be looking for more permanent housing. I'm Sarah Jesmer.